time, the following day, yep. Kept changing.
Yep, that's right. That happens all the time, Doc.
You were 24 hours old, and you're exactly right. Stick out a half a dozen people with your acquaintance. Trust them. Talk to them about your personal and other affairs, and they'll keep your confidence, but the rest of them won't.
Most of us think that Martin's doing a good job with the banks, that Connor's doing a good job with business. I noticed a good many clippings last night that we've taken from firms that are overseas. Practically all of them are saying that they're complying and they're going to follow our suggestions, and they'll, whatever expansion they do in the developed countries, they'll borrow over there or use what they have over there that they want to protect the soundness of the dollar. And we had a bad rash of publicity by a few Jewish kids here who were upset and scared and hadn't had, one of them got a leak and the others didn't. This Slevin of the Herald Tribune got out of the Doug's outfit that he was leaving, and I guess they won't have a good relationship. And they got a good story, but the rest of them got a little irritated. But by and large, they're coming back now, and no one can tell, but if there is any sign, it's a very good one. Since my statement, there's been one loan of $1 million. And we think that it's going to exceed, unless something happens that we don't know about, the most fondest expectations. Now, Connor may be a little optimistic. He hadn't been around here long, but he seems to have good contacts with business, and they like him. And I have just said I'm going to put a businessman over there to speak for business, just like a labor man speaks for labor. And I've told him that to stay in touch with them every day and talk to all of them and visit with them much as he can and give as much judgment. And they're coming in, and insurance coming in one day, and others coming in the next. Goodyear's telling him this yesterday, and Standard Oil the next day. So I believe that when he gets his letter out that he's had to clear with all of his advisors, and he's got an advisory committee, and with all the budget people, because they've got a federal reports committee. And when he gets his letter out this weekend to the corporations, they'll consider it, and I think most of them have already instructed their controllers to try to cooperate. Then we'll see by maybe the 15th of April how it's going, and I believe it'll be going well. Wilson's coming over here. And I hope that the Economic Club, and I hope that the contacts he has there, and I hope the damn fellas that invited him, that President Shell invited me the other day, he's the head of it, I hope they let him know that we have more than a passing interest in their policies if we're going to have to put up $3 billion or put up a billion ourselves, and that that budget in April is a matter of great concern to us. And if he quit telling us too much on how to concede and yield to the communists in Southeast Asia and look after his budget a little bit, well, we'd be just as well satisfied. And I hope that the Economic Club and those who are sponsoring his visit, because he wants to bring about a retreat in Southeast Asia, he's got those wild members on the back row, and he's using the Economic Club to come see me again to announce from the White House that we ought to have negotiations. They don't want negotiations. Nobody negotiate with, as Eisenhower says. The only thing we can do is the man gets a foot on your neck, try to get up. And but they've got him coming, and he then, I can't refuse to see him. So he says this morning he's going to give us a good deal of advice on Vietnam, and I hope somebody gives him some advice on raising his Social Security by $15, $20 billion. That would be what it did to us if we'd have done it that much. And some things like that, so we don't have to go back in and dig up some more money.
I will see that he gets some advice. I have spent 2 days talking to the financial community in London, Bank of England, and all of his principal advisors, I'll tell you guys when I see you. And I'll also make some preparations that he gets some damn good advice while he's here.
Well, I don't want to be quoted on anything, but say that I'm doing it from outside channels, but the best thing could happen to us in this meeting that he's coming for is that some of his people could be told that along in his briefcase A lot of problems we got in common. One of them's Vietnam, and we want to hear his views and his back row people and everything. We gladly to be respectful, and we'll give him adequate consideration. We also hope he's equally forthcoming and has planned it very carefully where we can embrace some of his ideas on his budget policy and his monetary policy.
Well, you can just be assured of one thing. I'm one of the fellows who never supposed to do anything.
Well, you tell that president of that club that, and whoever he's communicating with, just to tell them that they sure are interested in his coming. And they're glad to see from the New York Times story this morning that he's going to talk about budget policy and monetary policy, and they know that he'll be reassuring with the people in this country. So he'll know that, by God, we're expecting a little bit of that.
I'll get some advice, Clay.
Good.
And if I can help you anywhere in the world, let me know.
I sure will, Bob.
Okay,
thank you.